Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 269. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And if you chose to listen to this episode because of the title, I say good. It's not clickbait, but it's also not like an expose where I'm like putting myself on blast. I'm not like a serial ghost or anything like that. But like most people, I am human. And unfortunately, in my past, I have ghosted people and I have perspective from it, from why I did it. And over the past couple of months, I have the additional perspective of, I'd say, I don't know, like 5, 10 dozen stories from people telling me their ghosting stories, how it made them feel to either be ghosted or to ghost someone else. So all this in perspective, I thought it would be a good chance to do an episode to dive into why people ghost. And then in turn, to give you what I think is a powerful mindset to have in your back pocket if you are on the receiving end of someone ghosting you. Because the unfortunate reality is you probably will at some point. So I'll hop right into this episode. I'm excited to do it. I'll say a quick thank you for sharing the podcast. If you have, I'd love it if you'd share this episode in particular after you've listened to it. Maybe share with a friend who was just ghosted or keeps getting ghosted and can use like a pick-me-up, a mindset pick-me-up. And also don't forget to check out newmindsetwhodis.com. That's where you can pick up a journal. I have 3 for sale there. One is for life clarity. That's the new mindset journal. One is for calming your anxious thoughts. That's the unbothered journal. And one is for relationships. That one is called Single is Your Superpower. So that's it. That's the plug. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me. But let's talk about this topic here, ghosting. And frankly, I decided to do this episode because I don't know what it is, but lately, I don't know what's in the water. Maybe it's because it is kind of unseasonably warm here in Chicago, at least. And I don't know, maybe people are like starting to rethink their quarantine relationships or like all the people they led on during quarantine or something. But I've been seeing a lot of ghosting lately. People have been sharing their stories of being ghosted a lot with me. And I've also seen like just a lot of posts about it on social media, like a lot of bitching about it. And deservedly so, of course. Like, it sucks to be ghosted. And of course, you deserve better than to be ghosted. But, you know, I see all this and I take it all in. And I don't think the answer to ghosting is to complain about it. I don't think the answer is either to beat yourself up about it. I don't think it's to become angry with the person who ghosted you. I don't think you need to revisit it in any form. And I'm not suggesting some numb, like closed off mindset towards this. What I want to suggest is a healthy mentality towards it. That's a healthy mentality towards an unhealthy habit that people have unfortunately developed, and it's ghosting. So to start, let's just get on the same page about what ghosting is. Ghosting is like the permanent silent treatment, right? It's not when someone takes 2 days to respond to your text or their communication style doesn't match up with yours. It's when you go out with someone, maybe on a date or 2 or 3, or maybe even 4, like there's some egregious ghosters out there. And then following that, it's boom. You never hear from them again. They don't reach out. They don't respond to you either. It's nothing. It's like they're gone. It's like they don't exist. They don't exist. And to them, you don't exist. That's ghosting. And just to get it out of the way, it's wrong. It sucks for whoever is ghosted, and no one deserves that. No one deserves to be on the receiving end of the silent treatment because it leaves you with this powerless feeling. And that's a vulnerable state to be in. Powerless. That's powerless to know why. Why would someone just dip on you like that? That's powerless to engage them in a conversation to understand it. Powerless to express your frustration over it. And that's honestly probably the worst feeling in the world. I don't know, maybe I'm like overly type A, but I hate that. It's so unsettling. It's so frustrating. No ability to ask or answer questions, and you feel thrown aside. You feel discarded. You feel that you weren't given the time of day. You weren't given any respect. You feel like dirty and disrespected. So, and it's unsettling, right? It leads like first to anger. And then if you keep revisiting it, it leads to self-doubt. And that's what we tend to do. We get ghosted and then we revisit it and we revisit it until we like whip ourselves up into this frenzy that's like half anger and half self-loathing. And then that turns into like cynicism and distrust and just general dating unease. And that's anything but healthy. And so what I want to say here, this certainly isn't like an antidote to that's going to like make being ghosted sting any less. It probably won't at all, frankly. It'll probably still sting the same if you're picking up what I'm putting down in this episode. But I'm hoping that after listening, instead of carrying around the weight and frustration of the unanswered questions that come from being ghosted, you'll instead see ghosting for what it is. It's the most clear answer, the most clear sign you can have. And it's an answer that says nothing about you. So I'll get into it here. And again, I call this episode Confessions of a Ghoster because, to my point, I've done it before. And I want to draw on my perspective here because it's real and it's honest. And I'm not guessing. And so I think about the instances where I've ghosted, and there's just been a couple, not a ton by any means. I'm almost 33, so I've had my fair share of instances in my dating life in my 20s where I wasn't exactly 100% proud of myself and how I handled myself and how I communicated. And in the instances where I made the decision, it's a conscious decision to ghost, where I dated, went on one date or two dates, and then I just decided I wasn't interested and I stopped reaching out and I stopped responding. Why? Why did I do it? Why did I ghost? So let's break it down. You know, let's think about this. Here are some possible answers. Here are some possible answers as to why I ghosted. And you'll see that some of these are probably ones that you yourself have come up with and thought about as to why you were ghosted. So when in the instances where I ghosted, maybe I ghosted her because I thought I was out of her league, that she just couldn't hang at my level. So I ghosted her. Maybe I ghosted her because I got what I wanted from her. I slept with her or whatever. And it was time, you know, to go down the roster. So I ghosted her. Maybe I ghosted her because she wasn't pretty enough, funny enough, cool enough, whatever. So I ghosted her. Or maybe I met someone else who was better and I chose that person instead. So I ghosted her. Right? I can go on and on and on. Those seem like good enough reasons, right? It's got to be one of those, right? Those are reasons why people ghost. But I did some reflection on this and I think about the instances where I did this and I ghosted. And then I added to that what I've learned from you all your DMs. And I added that, like a nice smoothie here, of what I've observed firsthand from my friends who have done this. And it turns out with like this perspective, the majority of the time, it's not any of those reasons. It's not any of those reasons. And with even more reflection, I found that the majority of the time that people ghost, it has nothing to do with those things. And it's like you're flipping the script entirely here. So what I found is that people don't ghost because you don't stack up to their standard. They don't ghost because you're not good enough. They don't ghost you because you lost the battle with someone else. They ghost because they're unsure about what they want. That's it. Now, hold off from reacting to that because that's a blanket statement. And it'd be easy to poke holes in that and be like, hey, that's just not true. You know, people ghost because they're just not interested in you specifically and they don't have the balls to say it. And I think that's definitely true. That definitely happens. There is a type of ghoster who simply isn't interested in you specifically, who you are. And that could be for any superficial reason in the world. And so they'd rather ghost you than tell you. That definitely happens. It happens a lot. But I have found a growing trend of people who ghost for the simple reason that they're unsure about what they want. And then they're embarrassed to backtrack on what they've said and what they've done. they ghost because they don't know if they're ready for a relationship, and the prospect of finding themselves in one, it freaks them out. So they ghost. They ghost because they don't know what they want in a partner fundamentally, and it's confusing and uncomfortable. So they'd rather be like, I'll figure it out later. Ghost. They ghost because they're scared of commitment in general. That's one, right? Not necessarily with you, specifically you, but just in general. So they ghost. Or they ghost because they're embarrassed to say that they just want to continue being single. Not necessarily because you're lame and you didn't stack up, but because that's where they are in life and they just realized it. So they ghost. Seriously, like I talk to my friends who are guys, mostly for the most part for this exercise, the market research I did. And I think of myself, I am also a guy. And as oversimplifying as it might sound, people ghost because they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed to have said one thing and now they want to do another. They're embarrassed to have said that they want to date, that they're ready to date and they want a relationship, but they changed their mind. Not necessarily because you disappointed them or you didn't stack up, but because, you know, they said they wanted back in the game, they got back in the game, and then they panicked. They're embarrassed to have led someone on, to have invested time and energy into someone only to realize that they want that time and energy back to themselves. And then so they ghost. They're unsure, and then they're embarrassed to say it, to admit it. And the result is they ghost, because that's the easy way out. It spares them the conversation. And so I was thinking about this. I wrote a pretty thorough outline for this. I can't think of a single instance where I ghosted. And again, we're talking about like 2 to 3, 3 to 4 max instances here in my 20s where I did this. I'm not some like, you know, serial ghoster. But I can't think of a single instance where I ghosted, where in that instance, I'm like, I'm ghosting her because she's not good enough for me. I'm ghosting her because I'm out of her league. It was never like that. And I talked to my friends, again, my friends who are guys, and I found that to be the case with them as well. And I know a lot of the time here, you might be thinking that it's, you know, you're tempted to kind of read between the lines and say, well, if she truly was good enough for you, then you wouldn't have wanted to ghost her. So, you know, ipso facto, you really didn't think she was good enough for you. Lawyered you case. And to that, I would say, I think you underestimate the stupidity of people who ghost. It's a harsh word, but I think people who ghost truly are living and operating with a stupid mindset. And I hate to blame my boys, but I think a lot of men have this mentality, at least from my observation, that men can be dumb. That's a broad prescriptive statement, but it's kind of true. And in the instances where a guy ghosts, it's not typically well thought through. It really isn't. Like, it kind of goes like this. It goes, you know, they go on date one, date two, maybe date three, and then some kind of uncertainty creeps into their mind. Do I really want to keep dating? In general, things might get serious, and I don't know if I can handle serious right now, even though I said I wanted it. Do I really want to keep dating this woman? Like, we're going to get to a point where we're officially dating. And you know what that means? That means commitment. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I said I was, but I don't know if I am. Maybe I should just be single for a while. I'm still young. I need to chill. What am I thinking? I didn't think this through. Ghost. 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 Ghost because of uncertainty. And then ghost because they're embarrassed to admit it. Because maybe he had been laying it on real thick, right? Dropping all the lines, all smooth. And then boom, kind of an internal change of mind, change of plans, change of mindset, sudden onset, uncertainty, whatever you want to call it. And it's embarrassing to say, yeah, I know I said all those things, but this is going to make me seem like an asshole, but I take it all back. So he ghosts. That's the easy way out. So you don't have to say that. And that's really dumb because we all know that in reality, it actually makes you even more of an asshole when you do this instead of just saying how you really feel. But again, to my point, it's a stupid mindset, not thought through. So in thinking about all this and like collecting my thoughts for this episode, I'm not sure if this is a guy thing or a girl thing. Maybe I'm coming at this from like a distinctly masculine approach. I'd love your feedback on this, but this is what I found to be true. And I'm sure we'd agree that people ghost because of them, not you. I know it's tempting to think it's you, but it really is on them 100%. And in my mind, it starts with their uncertainty. It leads to their embarrassment and ultimately leads them to, like, just frankly, kind of being kind of cowardly. And I know there are exceptions to this, of course. I know that there are instances where it turns out that the person ghosted you because they found someone else and they didn't have the balls to tell you. I know there are instances where maybe they truly did not find you interesting enough to date you, and they also didn't have the balls to tell you that. But even in those instances, it still is about them. 100% about them. People ghost because of them. And then they wave it. They're literally waving it like a red flag, saying, I'm too scared to say it. And ultimately, that means that they ghost because they're unsure and they're embarrassed. And I hate to oversimplify this, but rarely is anything in there a statement about you, a statement about you not being good enough. Rarely is there. All I see in that is like a loser not having the balls to step up. All I see in that is disrespect. All I see in that is a statement about them, not you. And of course, that doesn't lessen the sting, but it should, in my mind, like provide the means to not let that sting turn into self-doubt. That's my mission here. You can hold a grudge against them if you want, I suppose, but I don't think you should ever hold a grudge against yourself, even if you get ghosted 5 times in a row. I know it's tempting to start making conclusions based on that, that a pattern is starting to develop and that means something about you. But in my mind, all it means is you've had a bad run of luck with a bad batch of unsure and embarrassed people. And that's it. And I'll drop a massive cliche here, but ghosting says everything you need to know about them and absolutely nothing about you. To my point, in my mind, from my observation and my own firsthand experience, it says that they are unsure and they are embarrassed. And why would you allow someone else's uncertainty make you unsure about yourself? I see no reason to. And back to my intro, it's, you know, remember the frustrating part about being ghosted is the lack of answers. Why did you ghost me? Was it me? Was it you? Was it something else? Who was it? What is your name? Right? The lack of answers is frustrating. But I really do think that the very act of being ghosted tells you everything you need to know. It tells you that they are unsure, and that's the answer. End of story. And I think you know how I feel about unsure people in dating. I've talked about this in regards of situationships. I've talked about it in regards to people dating without a why. I've talked about it in regard to fuckboys. Unsure, unsure, unsure. And ghosting someone is the ultimate unsure red flag, and it's the ultimate answer. And of course, you deserve more than an unsure person. You don't have any business needing to convince an unsure person. You would never in a million years want to be with that person. So when I think of ghosting, I say to myself, I break it down. I'm like, okay, well, if she didn't want to be with me for any reason, well, then I'd hope they'd have the respect to tell me that, hey, I just don't see this moving forward. I'm sorry. I think we all deserve an answer like that because that's an answer. And you can react to an answer. You can come to terms with an answer. But when someone ghosts you, you don't have an answer, right? But that's where I think we need to reset. You do have an answer. It's silent, it's nonverbal, but it's the same exact thing. Plus, in addition to that sentence, the answer is, hey, I just don't see this moving forward. I'm sorry, but it's because I'm unsure of myself and I'm embarrassed to voice it. It's like a run-on sentence, but that is the answer you're not hearing, but it's the answer that's staring you in the face when you're ghosted. So in either case, you actually have an answer. And the latter is even more of an answer. Because in the former, someone says, hey, you know, I just don't see this working out. I'm sorry. You can really overthink that. You could be like, why not? Let's talk about it. It hurts, whatever. But in the latter, they're basically waving a flag in your face and saying they're not a stand-up, value-driven person who has the cojones to voice this. Right? It's the ultimate red flag. And we don't overlook and we don't overthink red flags. We see them and we move on. So that is what I think about ghosting. No need to give them the benefit of the doubt. No need to chase them to get closure. No need to send an angry text. No need to text them saying, you'll regret this. You'll never find someone like me. None of that. You have your answer. They've made their feelings clear. The silent treatment is louder than a text that says, I'm just not interested in you. And that's helpful. It's a clear answer. There's no overthinking clear answers. And frankly, I think that hurts a little bit less than being told you don't stack up because there's no ambiguity about it. There's no ambiguity about someone who makes the conscious decision to ghost you. And there's no point in wasting time revisiting that over and over again. This goes back to my episodes on fuckboys that I did a couple episodes ago where I said that fuckboys are really just sad boys because they know that leading someone on is wrong. They know it. It's the same with people who ghost. They know the decision to ghost is wrong. And people who ghost aren't bad people because, frankly, it is very common and it's very tempting and it's very easy to do. But at the end of the day, it's a mistake. That's all it is. And typically in life, we're not very proud of our mistakes. And in the case of ghosting, the people who do it, they're not proud of themselves for doing it. They're embarrassed to have done it, at least hopefully. So I say, let them stew in their embarrassment. Quietly compose yourself and move on. No angry calls, no theatrics, no text to them. Just let them live with their uncertainty while you move on to finding someone who would never do that to you. No chasing, no self-blame. Because as we're discovering here, when you're ghosted, it's very rarely your fault. Seriously, it's theirs. So why are we going to project their shortcomings onto ourselves? We're not. We're not anymore. So that's what I want to say with this episode, that the next time you find yourself ghosted, or the next time you find yourself on the precipice of being ghosted, right? Someone is slower and slower to get back to you. They go from paragraphs to sentences to one word answers to straight up emojis. See it for what it is. That's their uncertainty and their embarrassment. They know it's wrong. So let them live with that. That's not your weight to carry around with you. And I know it stings, of course, it's going to, but I think the sooner you can rid yourself of that, the sooner you can move on to finding someone who would never think to do that to you in a million years. You are not the problem, they are. You are not the problem, they are. You are not the problem, they are. It says everything you need to know about them and nothing about you. And yes, of course, hearing a goodbye is nice. Hearing it from their mouth is nice. But in the end, does it really matter why? I don't think so. Because what's that going to tell you? Nothing. You're going to move on regardless. So I say, when you're ghosted, remember that ghosting says more about them than about you. And that's all you need to know. So under right there, I hope that was helpful. Just some helpful perspective for you. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Tell them to listen. Tell them to subscribe. And thank you so much for visiting newmindsetwhodis.com and supporting me and for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.